And welcome to the podcast.
It's Duncan.
And Ruby.
And we are the Lesser Known Unreal Animals podcast, where every week we tell a story using
story cubes
and a completely made up animal, one that we've never heard of, neither of you. And the story that we tell, we've never heard because we've got to use our imagination. What we do have is 9 dice in a cup with special pictures on it. And we roll them out every week and we tell you and us a story that we've never heard of about a lesser known unreal animal. All right, shall we roll the dice?
Mm-hmm. Let your imagination run wild.
All right, we have... What's that?
That looks like a bull.
But Minotaur. It's called a Minotaur.
Oh, yeah, a Minotaur in a man's strong body.
Yep, which is kind of what a Minotaur is.
A castle.
Yep. What else is that?
That looks like an old lady.
Okay. What about that one?
That looks like a mysterious person rowing a canoe.
Okay. What about that one?
That one looks like... let me get a closer look.
It's a helmet.
It's a knight's helmet.
Okay.
To be exact.
What's that one?
That one looks like a princess being a knight for a day.
Right. And this one?
That one looks like a maze.
Okay. And this one?
That one looks like a well.
All right. And that one?
That one looks like a crate.
Okay. We have 9 cubes, which means that we have a story to tell. And what is today's story about?
The Shaper, which is an animal that is a shapeshifter.
A Shaper.
Yep.
Okay, tell me a story about a shaper.
Well, everybody knows that shapers look like what I'm just about to tell you. Shapers can turn into anything and they look rainbowish, like rainbow, but they only live in Mount Everest.
You say that they look like rainbow. Is that because they... Are the colours of a rainbow?
Yep.
Okay, so what do they physically look like?
Well, they physically look like an anteater.
Right, a rainbow anteater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they live at Mount Everest.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people go to Mount Everest, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody talk about a rainbow anteater. They must be very rare.
Uh-huh, a shaper is very rare because in Mount Everest, there's a secret... It's code that you have to type in the snow to get to their lair. And their lair is, of course, in a castle.
Oh, an underground castle that you have to use a code to get to. I heard that there's a giant maze that you have to travel once you enter the code.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You have to go through the maze and then get to the castle.
Right.
But in the maze, there's things like canoe rowing and...
Oh, wow, it sounds like a bit of a summer camp.
Canoe rowing, and you have to defeat a bull man.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, they always go hand in hand. Oftentimes when I go down to the lake, I like to row a canoe and then defeat a minotaur.
And then you have to make yourself your own helmet.
Yep, okay.
To defeat the princess knight.
Really? Is that the only way you can get access to the castle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you go for a canoe ride, then you beat a minotaur, and then you've got to fashion your own helmet, and then you've got to defeat the lady knight. And once you've done all of that...
And then you have to jump down a well, and then it will land you straight where you need to go.
Straight where you need to go. Well, at the end of it. Okay, which of course you should never do is jump down wells, unless you're in an underground code... labyrinth at the foot of Mount Everest on the search for a rainbow anteater.
A shaper.
Called a shaper. Right, okay, got it. Okay, cool.
And then when you get there, there's this old poor lady. But some people don't know that you have to help the lady get to where she needs to go. Otherwise, the door won't be unlocked because only the old lady knows. So every person who's ever traveled there has gone through all of that, but they've never helped the old lady. Cruel people, they are cruel.
Right. Okay. So that's the key thing, is it's a test of nobility that happens right at the end. Mm-hmm. And if you help the old lady after you've jumped down the well, then you gain access
to the castle.
Ah.
And in the castle, the doorway kind of looks like a baby's crate.
Oh, okay. So it's an unusual design then, a baby crate mm-hmm. for a front door. So I guess you have to kind of, I mean, it would make sense because an anteater is not particularly tall.
Mm-hmm.
But it means that you'll have to crawl into the castle to see the rainbow anteater that is actually a shaper.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shapes can a shaper turn into?
Any shape it wants to. It can turn into an animal, ambula. It can turn into a pole. It can turn into a toy. It can turn into me.
Really? So you could be a shaper?
No, I couldn't. But everybody knows a shaper's weakness. If it turns into anything, there will be a certain sign because the shaper can't hide this sign. There will be a cross on the shaper's on the shaper anywhere. Like on a pole, there'd be a cross.
Ah, so you've got to look at the pole, and if you can see a cross, then it's probably not a pole. It's probably a shaper in disguise.
And then when you click on the... And then all you have to do is with your thumb, click on the X three times with your thumb, then three with your next finger, three with your next finger, three with the next finger, three with your next finger, and then the shaper will turn back to normal.
Right. Well, that's incredible. And that is a story about a lesser-known unreal animal, one that I didn't even know existed, a shaper. I'm Duncan.
And I'm Ruby.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.